Second, Fook and Lindsay, Alt 101.9. Who'd a thunk if I said to you, all right, there's going to be a president who's been accused of sexually harassing someone.
Mm-hmm.
Who would come to mind?
It would be President Trump for me.
Oh, Lindsay.
What?
So disrespectful.
I'm just saying.
Not President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The next would be
Clinton.
Slick Willie. Not Slick Willie.
What?
Well, he had sort of a public, and it wasn't harassment. That seemed all seemed to be consensual. But on those lines, it's the first Bush. George H.W. Bush has had to apologize after apparently goosing an actress.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Actress's name is Heather Lind. He was promoting a show on AMC called Turn Washington Spies. This was a few years ago. And when they were posing for pictures, he just kind of came up behind her. Well, he's in a wheelchair, so they were posed next to each other behind her. And as they were snapping photos, he went on the butt.
That's so not cool. I can't believe he would do that.
Like, and he's confirmed it because his representatives say President Bush would never, under any circumstance, intentionally cause anyone distress, and he most sincerely apologizes if his attempt at humor offended Miss Lind.
But isn't he... Oh, so he was trying to be funny? He's like 100 years old, though. I mean, can he even...
This is not an attempt at humor.
Yeah.
To someone you've never met to grab their ass is not an attempt
at humor.
It's not
trying to be funny.
No, yeah. He's a dirty old man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is gross.
Who'd have thunk?
I wouldn't have put him on the list of presidents who I would think would do something like this, but...
I come before you and assume the presidency at a moment rich with promise. We live in a peaceful, prosperous time, but we can make it better.
And I'm going to grab that ass. All right, so what would you say on the list of dirty old men presidents? If I had to list, and we're going with, we'll just go from back to front, Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, first Bush, Reagan. Okay. Where would you put at the top of the dirty old man list?
Dirty old man list, Trump, followed by Clinton. And then I would say W, just that that little smirk that he got just makes me want to put him there. And then HW, and then I'd put Reagan, followed by Obama at the bottom of the list.
I'm going with Trump, Clinton, surprise pick, Obama.
Nuh-uh.
I know that the connotation of dirty old man means that he's like, but as far as extracurricular trim is concerned, I'm putting Obama just below Clinton, 100%.
All right.
You never knew.
Okay.
And, you know, what a shame because Michelle has, you know, is holding up better than anyone of the first lady so far. Then I'm going Reagan.
I think, Reagan?
Oh, yeah. Hollywood.
I know, but he just seems so faithful to...
Then I'm going HW. Then I'm going W as the most faithful. Yeah, Laura's hot.
What? Oh my gosh. Laura's hot. Jeez, you're ridiculous.
Our great condolences to the family of Fats Domino, dead at the age of, what is it, 88, I think?
I thought it was 83.
What was it, White Hot?
89.
I
found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Real place, Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, Blueberry Hill where?
Yep, it was somewhere in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Where Fats came from. Was a place where adolescents would go to lose their innocence and become adults locked in passion underneath the blueberry trees.
Wow.
Now it's just a place to get some high quality meth. I don't know if any of that is true.
I was going to say, I didn't realize.
Me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
Cause of death, Lindsay? I mean, Fats Domino, he was not a skinny man.
No, but I actually don't know. I think he just passed away of old age.
So not some weird, like, triple coronary or anything?
Not that I know of. And also, he's from Louisiana. That's when I should have known your whole story of the Blueberry Hill was bunk.
There was a place in Louisiana where when it rained, the blueberries would shake from the trees, roll down the hill. Young lovers, their mouths wide open with gasps of passion, would choke on the blueberries. Many young lovers died at Blueberry Hill.
Yeah, that's
ain't
right.
That a shame?
When you see it, we'll part.
Yep. Well, anyways, that's sad.
Yeah, he was a legend.
One of those piano rockers, which I think is like kind of a tough thing to do, to be a piano rocker. Who followed in his great piano rocking fame? Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah.
Elton John?
Uh-huh.
Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, of course.
All paying respects today. Okay.
Very sad.
Elton John spent a lot of time at Blueberry Hill, too.
No, did he?